97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present The Art of Potential, an illuminating talk show dedicated to getting your community educated, hired, and inspired. The Art of Potential combines real-world knowledge and expertise aimed at helping our community reach their full potential. Now, The Art of Potential on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Hi, this is Kristen Heemster with The Art of Potential Show. We have an absolutely amazing show in store for you today. We are talking with Sherry Dillard, and you may have heard me interview Sherry Dillard before. She's one of my favorite people to interview. Sherry is a psychic, medium, medical intuitive, and best-selling author. Her books have been translated into 8 different languages. She's so popular. Welcome, Sherry.
Hi, Kristen. So nice to be here. You're my favorite, too.
Yeah. I just adore what you do. And her book today is so exciting. We are going to be talking about how to develop your medical intuition. So if you are a person who is ever thinking about your health and wondering about your health or even concerned about the health of others, this show is completely for you. So, Sherry, can you tell us a little bit about what inspired you to write this book?
Well, I've been doing medical intuition, working with people in this way for many years. And, you know, there are several books out there about medical intuition, but none of them seem to be really kind of real specific about how to do this, how to tap into our own health, how to listen to our bodies better, because our body is always communicating to us. And I have had so many people as of late, within the last several years, coming in with ailments and pain, issues that they can't understand, that are hard to diagnose, that they're confused about. You know, there's so many healthcare options to choose from. What's best? Where should I go? And so I felt motivated to write this, to give people a guide to better listen to their own body, to encourage people to do that, to let people know it's natural, you can do that, you can trust what you receive, and to make it really just more accessible to everybody.
That's so interesting to me. So it sounds like people were coming to you, like they already kind of knew what was going on, but they were like coming to you for validation or to help interpret what they were sensing, dreaming, feeling. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Yeah, a lot of people, we do usually have gut feelings. And the funny thing is, if we don't have them strong, the people around us sometimes do. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll have people come in and tell me, you know, well, I'm just concerned about my mother or my friend or something. I just keep feeling there's something off. But yeah, it's surprising how many people already have a very kind of strong sense of really what's going on with them, despite you know, kind of getting a different diagnosis or going to different physicians. They still a lot of times have this gut feeling that, well, this is what I need, or I really feel like this is my what's going on with me.
Over the years, now you've been doing different type of psychic work for over 25 years. The question I have is, over these years, have you noticed a different way that people are accessing healthcare?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we're definitely, when I first started doing readings, people would come in and they'd ask me just a general kind of, you know, how's my health?
Right.
And people did not expect any detailed information. It was, you know, they expected, you know, it's good, or you know, were real fearful that I was going to say, oh, it's not good. But, you know, there was not really the belief that there could be an in-depth, you know, kind of real analysis of health. And, you know, I really think in this area, it's one of the forerunners in some ways for this, because I started really developing my medical intuition through the Duke, when it very first began, the Duke Integrative, what became the Duke Integrative Health, you know, facility now, originally was just kind of like meetup groups. Uh-huh. Led by a couple physicians at the hospital who were talking about different alternatives, different ways to tune into health. And one of the sessions that was really exciting, that a physician I remember going and hearing him speak about it, was medical intuition, Dr. Larry Burke, who was the co-founder of the Duke Integrative Medicine. And since then, you know, it's kind of like been wildfire taking off. I feel, you know, people are really taking back their power to make choices for their health and to investigate and to research and to look into what's going on. And I think it's been a tremendous shift into empowerment with our own health in recent years.
And I've seen that. I'm not a medical intuitive, but I've just seen a lot of people being more open to alternative health pathways and, you know, being willing or more willing to go into acupuncture or acupressure or some of the different modalities out there.
It's become so much more mainstream.
So one of my favorite blogs that you wrote, which is also tied to your book, has to do with how you are able to, it gives three different ways that you are naturally able to intuit health information.
Right.
And the first one you talk about is dreams. Mm-hmm. And you say dreams can just be absolutely, you know, they're very clear if you know what to look for.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. If you know what to look for, they can be incredibly revealing. I can tell you one of the first series of dreams I began to have about my own health was years ago. I would dream about aquariums. And I remember dreaming over and over about this aquarium I had that had a leak in it and was losing water. And at the time, I actually did have an aquarium in my office where I was working in Raleigh. And I finally put it together that, you know, I was losing energy, that I was becoming tired, that I wasn't, there was some drain on my system that I wasn't, you know, kind of fully aware of. And from there, I just really began to investigate my own dreams and clients' dreams. And I found that for me and for a lot of people, water in particular can really tell us a lot about our health, both our physical health, our emotional health. For instance, you know, waves, lots of cloudiness in the water is often an indicator of murkiness or low energy. Or if it's a lot of waves and tumultuousness, it may have to do with our emotional health. And, you know, we're not obviously feeling calm and peaceful. Houses is another really big indicator in dreams. Houses represent the physical body, and the base. I'm losing my train of thought here with the foundation. There we go.
Right.
The foundation of the house specifically can tell us a lot about our stability, our physical kind of core health. A foundation that if you dream has a crack in it or is crumbling is indicating again that there's something within you that's not supporting you. Your physical health is not, you know, kind of aligned and as strong and powerful as it needs to be. Cars can tell us a lot about our health, running out of gas, breaking down. I've had many interesting dreams about cars and my own health. We don't have time, but I've had some funny dreams about that, too. but, you know, we also have dreams about positive health issues, too. You know, things like blooming flowers, clear skies, rainbows, pregnancy, those kinds of things tell us of new birth, positivity, new energy flowing through us.
That is so, and I think as you're going through, I'm mentally trying to remember some of my dreams and not realizing what they were. And I'm like, oh, now that you say that, I'm sure you don't, but would you recommend people go to places like Dream Moods, or how would they learn to apply some of this? Like if they get a metaphor, because so many of these are metaphoric, like running out of gas or...
Right, exactly. They really are. Yeah. Yeah. You know, yeah, that's an interesting question because there's not a lot, I've looked, there's not a, in your basic dream interpretation guides through books and online, there's not a lot about our health necessarily focused in the interpretations. I don't know of one I could recommend right now because I've searched and I haven't seen anything specific, but I can tell you basically that if you do have dreams where you are running out of gas or water's leaking or something's crumbling or something's exploding, you know, and you have a nagging feeling within, I've got to find out what that is that doesn't feel right. That's where kind of quiet listening meditation comes in.
Okay.
You know, to be able to kind of, and in the book, Develop Your Medical Intuition, I do have several exercises that people can do if they have a dream and they're trying to understand it better, to kind of be able to, you know, through dream interpretation of our own, you know, kind of going within, listening, we can become more aware in that way of what's going on with our health, which is a good way to do it, because we're all very, you know, our health is a very personal,
right.
You know, obviously area for ourselves that's specific to who we are. So in that way, through meditation and through some of these exercises I give in the book, you can better tune into specifically to what's going on with you.
Oh, that's great advice. That's great advice. Okay, we're going to take a break real quick, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the synchronistic experiences that people have in your own sense of knowing. You are listening to The Art of Potential Show with Kristen Heemstra. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Art of Potential on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Welcome back. This is Kristen Heemstra with The Art of Potential Show, and we are having an absolutely fascinating conversation with Sherry Dillard. Sherry is a psychic, medium, medical intuitive, and best-selling author. We are talking with her about her book, Develop Your Medical Intuition, and Sherry just walked us through a little bit of how to interpret your dreams and how they're related to your health. One of the other things, Sherry, that you talk about is synchronistic experiences. Can you explain that a little bit for us, please?
Yeah, I call synchronicity an externalized expression of our intuition. You know, synchronicity is the unlikely coincidence of conditions, experiences, you know, convergence. The universe brings certain things together to get our attention and to give us guidance and support and help. One of my very, well, I don't know if it was my first, but it was a significant health synchronicity that I had was I was going through the lovely experience of perimenopause, and I just couldn't sleep at night. I was a wreck. I've always had a little bit of trouble sleeping,
mm-hmm.
Struggled with insomnia now and then, but this was really not good. I was really concerned about, you know, I need sleep. When
right.
am I going to sleep? So I walked into the gym one early morning at like 5:30 in the morning.
Because you've been up since 3.
Yeah, right. And I must have looked terrific because the woman at the front desk handed me a book. And she said, you know, I just finished this book, and I just think you might want to read it. And I didn't know this woman. I had just kind of, you know, checked in and said good morning to her, and that was it. Well, the book happened to be a book about understanding what's going on with perimenopause. And I read the book right away because I felt like, you know, I'm meant to read the book. And
right.
it was tremendously helpful for me with understanding kind of what I could do and what I needed to, you know, kind of help me with this issue I was having. But that's what synchronicities are with our health. You know, it's overhearing a conversation two people are having about a health concern, or hearing a lot of people come to me because they say, I heard your name from 3 different people within a week, so I thought I'd come see you. That happens so much to me. And that's another, you know, kind of way that the universe directs us. It's kind of paying attention to, sometimes synchronicity will surface with our own gut feeling, and then something outside of ourselves comes to confirm that feeling. In other words, let's say that you feel like, you know, that little ache in your side is more than just a little ache in your side. You know, you think, I don't know, it just feels different. It just feels different. I just feel like this is a little different ache than just kind of gas or something. And then, you know, you don't know what to do. Maybe it's nothing. Maybe it's my appendix. I don't know. And then you kind of just randomly read an article or come across you know, you're waiting for a friend and you hear someone talking about an appendicitis and what that felt like. Those are the kind of things to pay attention to, too, because it comes from within us. You know, when we really want to know something, when we really we're tuned into our health, when we kind of are conscious in that way, the information will come to us in one way or another. You know, the body communicates. Our mind, body, spirit is quite a powerful part of us. It's the most powerful part of us. And it does seek to get messages to us through our kind of everyday consciousness. And synchronicities are definitely, important to pay attention to in that way.
You know, it's interesting because I do think a lot of people go through, not with blinders on, but not necessarily realizing the significance of things. Kind of like,
right.
Oh, you know, that was kind of a cool experience, but they don't take it any further. And what you're saying is, if that happens to you, take it a step further, really
exactly.
Explore it.
Right.
Okay, and then one of the other things you talk about is your sense of knowing.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, and it's also the sense of feeling, too. The sense of knowing is kind of what we were just talking about, where, you just have this nagging inner voice, and it could be about a friend or someone else. I remember having that with my mother, where I just kept feeling, and what's that singer that has just said she did the same thing with her mother? I can't think of her name right now.
I know Joni Mitchell's sick, but I don't know.
No, she's the young girl who's so popular
now. Oh, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift said that she kept telling her mother to get some testing done, to just go, she said. She just kept telling her she had a feeling, a knowing. She wanted her to get just some of the, you know, the basic things that we go through to, you know,
get a physical,
mammograms, all that kind of thing. And her mother said she finally went, and that's when they discovered that she had cancer, was during an early screening. That's a sense of knowing or feeling. Things, you know, it's persistent. It just doesn't go away. Now, this is an important point, though, is that that knowing doesn't usually come as a stream of thought that makes us feel crazy and, like, really stressed and worried. You know, like, sometimes we'll think, oh, no, maybe I have this. Oh, no, well, if I do, I'm going to die. Oh, no, I don't have the money to take care of this.
Right.
That's not an intuitive thought, just so everybody will be clear. An intuitive thought is this. You're just doing something else. You're driving to the store, and you get this very calm message over and over. It doesn't go into any mind chatter, just simply, you know, your mother needs some tests done. You know, your mother needs some tests done. Or, I do. I should get that checked out. I need to get that checked out. You know, it doesn't have that kind of, it doesn't go on and on into our emotional stressors. It's just a calm, persistent knowing. Those are the ones to, or feeling, those are the ones to pay the most attention to.
One of the things that strikes me as you're talking, and I don't expect you to have the answer to this, but yet I'm going to pose the question anyway. Why do we get sick? What is one of, you know, obviously there's some viruses and things like that, but with some of the cancers and with some of these diseases, is there a why to it?
Well, I think there's so many whys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think there's just so many answers to that. You know, sometimes illness is in itself, you know, our journey to awareness, to enlightenment. It can kind of really, you know, help us in tremendous ways when we open ourselves to, you know, what's going on with me in deeper levels? Where am I losing power in my life?
So basically, the universe brings you to your knees so that you will recognize.
Yeah, but, you know, there's so many reasons.
Right.
I mean, I would hate to categorize it into feeling that we're the reason we get ill.
Yeah.
You know? It just doesn't seem fair or truthful to say that.
Right.
But, yeah, you know, I think especially now in the world we're in, you know, there's a convergence happening that I really, it's a little alarming to me in some ways, because I feel like consciousness, we're kind of expanding, we're becoming more aware of, it's because of so many reasons we are. And that, what that means is our energy field, our kind of mind, body, spirit is expanding. It's becoming more aware. It's receiving more. You know, just through the internet and through everything, we just receive more information, more energy. That thins our energy field out in a way.
Oh.
And at the same time, what happens is that there's so many pollutants that we didn't contend with, you know,
right,
not too long ago, you know. It's a little bit alarming to me, you know, how we're going to deal with those two together, you know, our energy health and what we're subjected to every day in our environment.
Well, it's definitely made, I think, a lot more unique health, unique cancers, unique, you know, health concerns coming
yeah.
about. So
yeah, I mean, there's so many people now. It's amazing how many people I see who have strange ailments, who have been to so many doctors, who have tried so many things. I have a woman now who's going through that, a young woman, and there just doesn't seem to be, you know, any real help for some people in some of these things.
Mm. And that's got to be disconcerting, too. Just to have
yeah.
it. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the type of medical intuitive you are. We're going to go over different types and ways
okay, great.
To talk about. You're listening to The Art of Potential Show with Kristen Heemstra. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Art of Potential on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Welcome back. This is Kristen Heemstra with The Art of Potential Show, and I am talking with psychic Sherry Dillard. She is the author of Develop Your Medical Intuition. And in this segment, we are going to be talking about how to discover your own medical intuitive type. So, Sherry, in your book, you talk about different ways people are getting intuitive information about their medical health or somebody else's medical health. Let's just start with emotional intuition. What is that?
Okay, well, emotional intuition is the innate ability to absorb emotional energy. What that looks like and feels like for an individual is knowing how others feel, being empathetic, having a wide range of emotional experiences yourself. When it comes to our health, emotional intuitives tend to be more affected by their emotions and the emotions of others. It's been said that up to 85% of our illnesses can be traced back to emotions, to our
oh, interesting.
Emotional energy.
Wow.
And yeah, that's a lot. That's a high
that
number.
Is.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I talk about in the book, too, is kind of really tuning into what's behind our illnesses, what emotion is there, what needs to be healed. But emotional intuitives tend to be even more affected by their emotions than others because they're absorbing so much emotional energy. On the flip side of it, emotional intuitives also have a gift with being able to tune in faster than other types and understand more how their emotions and how others' emotions are affecting health. You know, there's more emotional therapies now, I think, than there ever has been. You know, there's EFT, which is emotional, a system for really kind of getting deep into the illness in the physical body and being able to understand the emotional energy there behind whatever we're experiencing. Talk therapy in some ways can be very emotionally based when we start to be able to express our feelings and communicate in that way. Some art therapies are also really good for emotional intuitives, creativity in any form, dance, music, you know, drawing, painting, whatever, can help release emotional energy too. But, you know, for people who do have very strong emotions, most people who have strong emotions really pretty much know you know, how it's affecting them physically, digestion, endocrine system problems, headaches, weight gain, you know, all that kind of thing.
Do you ever see the ailment tied to the emotional trauma? Like, I'm wondering, for example, if you saw a female who had experienced some type of trauma or something around reproduction, if you would then see it more manifested in her reproductive system.
Oh, absolutely.
So the ailment can be kind of directly related to whatever system was the trauma impacted.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I would think so.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And that's part of the chakra system. That's part of our energy centers in our body. You know, wherever trauma is held like that, especially, you know, you talked about the reproductive system.
Yeah.
That, for women, is a real emotional, incredibly emotionally based. So trauma held in those lower chakras in that area definitely manifests as illness.
Yeah, I would think so. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so then you talk about the mental intuitive.
Right, yeah. A mental intuitive is someone who, like the emotional intuitive, kind of has insight and feels others' feelings. A mental intuitive tends to kind of be more of a insightful knower. You know, they just have a sense of knowing about what's going on. It's not so emotionally based as it is, like I talked earlier about that voice in your head, that kind of just persistent. A lot of times mental intuitives will be able to pick up energy in that way just through thought and not, you know, it bypasses other parts of, you know, not like emotionally based.
Yep.
But mental intuitives tend to be pretty good medical intuitives because they like putting puzzles together,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they're pretty strong-minded. So, and it kind of triggers that a mental energy, too, of knowing, of wanting to know. You know, a lot of researchers, medical researchers, are medical and mental intuitives.
I would think so.
Yeah,
I think that'd be a natural, it'd feel right doing it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, people that are in the pharmaceutical industry, all of that, it's probably, you know, overwhelmingly mental intuitives. You know, just that sturdy wanting to know. And, you know, anyone who works in the field will tell you that there's a lot of intuition going on, you know, with all that. So, and mental intuitives, though, on the flip side, too, can also be affected negatively, impacted by thought energy. Thoughts of negativity can be incredibly destructive for a mental intuitive. Their own, you know, their own negativity as well as others.
See that. It just cycle around in them again and again. Yeah.
Right, or just like beliefs and thoughts, you know, like because it's such a powerful part of their energy, their mind, body, spirit, just a negative thought like, I'll never lose weight, you know, it becomes their reality in that way.
Yeah, I can relate to that, and I'm not sure I'm a medical
mental. Oh, you don't need to. Wait.
All right, and then we have the physical intuitive.
You look great.
Thank you.
All right, so the physical intuitive, they absorb energy directly into the body, and it bypasses the mental and emotional. So they tend to be really less conscious of what's going on. You know, I think one of the you know, hallmarks perhaps of a physical intuitive is the man whose wife is pregnant and he starts gaining weight and having
morning sickness.
Exactly. You know, because he's just absorbed that energy.
Would massage therapists be part of this group?
I tell you what, massage therapists are definitely physical intuitives. Because, you know, a good massage therapist will go right to the pain, right to the part of the body that needs it. And a lot of times they won't be able to explain anything about why. They just, their hands just know where they're going.
Yep.
You know? Energy healers also tend to be physical intuitives that it just flows through their hands. They're just able to, you know, send healing energy in that way.
I had a massage therapist one time. It was like she was having a conversation with my shoulder. And it was
that's a good massage
therapist. Yeah, it was interesting, though. I could feel the conversing, like, I don't want to do this, but you have to do this, but I don't want to. It was, you know, you can tell. And, yeah, energy healers, I would assume the same thing.
Right, yeah. Yeah, faith healers, they can be spiritual intuitives, too. But, yeah, if you kind of... You know, actually, you know, there was a case in the news not that long ago, I don't know if you saw it, where a woman's child, her daughter, came down with some kind of brain cancer, and she said that she prayed to take it on. She didn't want her daughter to have it. She said that she prayed that she would take it herself. And actually, sure enough, she came down with cancer, the same exact cancer. And the mom ended up dying, and the daughter didn't.
Wow.
That's the physical intuitive.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
That is.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we are going to talk about being a spiritual intuitive. You are listening to The Art of Potential Show with Kristen Heemstra.
You're listening to The Art of Potential on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Welcome back. This is Kristen Heemstra, and I am having an absolutely fascinating conversation with Sherry Dillard. Sherry is a psychic, medium, medical intuitive, and best-selling author. She's just come out with a new book, Develop Your Medical Intuition. You can get it on Amazon. And Sherry, is it in the bookstores yet?
Yes. Yes, okay. Yes, yes. It should be.
Okay.
I can't guarantee everyone, but I'm pretty sure it's in Barnes & Noble now.
Terrific. It's, and Sherry's a terrific writer if you've had a chance to read some of her other books. But right now what we're talking about is developing your different medical intuitive type. And we just covered mental, physical, emotional. And now we're going to be talking about spiritual. So what is a spiritual medical intuitive?
Okay, well, a spiritual medical intuitive is a little bit harder for some to understand than the physical, mental, or emotional. Spiritual intuitives pick up energy, absorb energy more through the energy field, and they will experience it. Let me give you an example of this. Would be more a kind of energy moving through them. It could be a shiver of energy. It could be sometimes spiritual intuitives will be able to see energy too, like mm-hmm. and it may not be specific, like, oh, I see blue around someone or orange. It may be more, I don't know, there was a darkness that seemed around them, or they just somebody walked in the room and I saw a lot of light around them, or it just seemed like they were you know, they had more energy, that kind of thing. They are actually energy healers more so than any other type. They can perceive energy, they can tune into it. You know, one of the skills I talk about in the book is called vibrational awareness, and that's the ability to kind of really sense vibration, which is really important for our health because, you know, we are a system of vibration. Our energy is always moving, our bloodstream, you know, we're connected. We're always kind of circulatory system, everything. We're in movement all the time. And stuck energy or people that have kind of blocks of energy, that's where a lot of times illness will start to manifest. Spiritual intuitives can tend to be able to just feel more of that vibration. They also will dream more of people's health or their own health. They tend to be able to tune in to health in a more, well, let's say in a less physical way, in a more kind of energetic or spiritual way. Like I said, they're also more clairvoyant, which is the ability to see energy information. And interestingly enough, I've had people come to me to tell me that they've had dreams or they've been driving in their car and they felt their father, who may have been, you know, who's in spirit, who's no longer alive, or their grandmother, telling them or showing them an illness they had. This just happened. In fact, I had a client who grandmother had diabetes pretty severely, and she told me she was driving in her car and she kept feeling her grandmother close to her.
Oh, wow.
And she didn't know why, and she kept, and the thought that kept coming to her over and over was her diabetes. She was diabetic. In fact, her health, she really suffered at the end because of this.
Yeah.
And that was so strong that she decided to, you know, get her blood sugar checked. And sure enough, she wasn't diabetic, but she was really close.
Wow.
So she started to kind of take care of herself in different ways and kind of avert that. But that's a common experience for a spiritual and medical intuitive, too, is, you know, they'll get information like that, kind of almost pull it out of the air, whether it's from an angel, a loved one on the other side, their own kind of higher self. But they have that sense of it kind of come kind of instantaneously in that way.
Wow, that is a really cool ability to have.
Yeah.
There's so much information in your book that we can't possibly go over all of it. One of the things that I would like to know about that you do talk about is the spirals of life, the chakras. Can you give us a bit of an overview of that?
Yeah, the chakras are the kind of the power energy centers in our body, and the physical body has seven chakras, and that's a chakra that begins, the seventh begins kind of just a little bit above the head and goes down through the body. Six is more in the head. Five is our throat. Four is our heart center. Three is the solar plexus. Two is kind of in the whole sacral part, more in the organs in that way. And the first chakra is down towards our pelvic area. And these chakras hold energy information. In the book, I talk about how to work with your chakras, because when you can tune into, and it's not as hard as you would think. I mean, it seems pretty out there and pretty ethereal, but through just a series of questions for each chakra, you can become more and more aware of the energy of that chakra and the health of that chakra.
So are you asking the chakra the questions?
Yeah, you're kind of, here, we can do a real quick one with you right now.
Sure.
So just, I want you just to kind of, you don't have to close your eyes. If you want to do that, it might be easier just to tune in. And just imagine the energy around your heart, like that whole area around the heart, the chest area. And just tell me if that were a color, what color would that be?
Green.
Oh, perfect. And in my book, you will find this in a chart. Do you know what green means? Green is the color of a healer. So what you're saying is that, and I do this in the book where I have charts that will tell you bright green means this, muddy green means that, but that came to you pretty quick. It was green, okay, which again, it means that you're a healer. Especially if it's in your heart chakra, the color green, you're giving a lot. You're loving, you're giving, you're healing. You're healing the earth, you're healing others. All right, so let me just ask you one other question then.
Sure.
All right, if that green color, if the energy of your heart there, this might seem harder, but just tell me whatever comes to you, had a voice and could speak to you, what would it be saying?
I'm thinking, I'm trying to let it come. And I don't know, how is your day? That's all I'm getting. And I don't think that's relevant.
That might be good. That might be good. How is your day? Seriously, how is your day?
It's been a very interesting day.
All right, give me another word besides interesting.
It's been a challenging day. Yeah, during the day I work as a counselor, and we have some kids who are in jeopardy of not graduating, and it's just been a day of trying to figure out how to help them be successful.
Okay, now you see the insight in that. You thought it was a silly thing, how was your day?
Mm-hmm.
But yet, when you answer the question with an emotional word, it's challenging,
right.
And it sounds like it was kind of difficult, sad, kind of concerning. Now, put that together with the green energy that you're feeling, which is a healing energy, and imagine that you can send that healing energy to these kids and to yourself in order to transform some of these sad, concerning feelings into more of a ability to kind of project that healing energy for yourself and them.
That
would feel better.
It would. And it's interesting because while I picked up the green, I also picked up some darkness around the green. And now that we say that and we're having this conversation, I think some of it is because I feel like I can't heal certain situations.
Yeah.
And I put a lot of energy into that, you know, attempting.
Right.
But, and I know everybody who works in the school system feels this way. It's not isolated. But.
No, I know. I mean, my daughter is now a second grade teacher. And boy, is she going through that too. But, yeah, but see, perfect. So you kind of got a little insight there on the spot in a kind of a, you know, we're certainly not in a relaxed kind of meditative state.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. It's not as hard as we may think. And that's what I hope to do in the book is it's a very how-to step-by-step to give people the tools to really tune into their health. And like I said, I have charts. I have all kinds of things that, questions to ask, insights, what does this mean, all of that. In there to help.
And Sherry, I just have to comment because that is all of your books are like that. Discover Your Intuitive Type is like that. I mean,
this one even more so, though. Trust me, it's much more detailed in that way.
Well,
I think it's a little harder. I think people want to be more specific when it comes to their health. You know.
Yeah, because you could go on a path you really didn't want to get on.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And I would imagine some of that is true just in general, that if you're prone to stressing or kind of overreacting to things, you may want to approach this with a little bit of lightness in your step.
Yeah.
Well, Sherry, you have been wonderful. Again, people can get your book, Develop Your Medical Intuition. You can get it at Barnes & Noble. You can get it online at Amazon. I've already been there myself. And I will have a link to Sherry's information on my website, which is theartofpotential.com. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure.